Amen.
Amen. Amen.
They might used to call them dogs or something, you know, that they throw the wood on.
Uh-huh.
I believe that's right. I forgot my own self.
Okay, well, a lot of people do call them that.
Dogs. I think that's what we used to call them.
Okay. And what about the small pieces of wood that are used to light the fire?
Kindling.
And do you have a name for pieces of wood that are particularly rich or fat, and they're easy to start the fire with?
Well, we used to have a kindling. We got it out of where they made turpentine, what we call dross, D-R-O-S-S. It's what we built fire with, but it's fat lighter is what ordinarily put.
What do you call a place with a rod and hangers in it that you hang your clothes in?
The what?
At home, you have a rod and hangers, and you go and hang your clothes in there.
In the clothes closet?
We're running a gangling, go ahead.
And if you have a clothes closet that's ready, movable, does it have another name?
Wardrobe, I reckon, or something like that.
Yeah,
and you know that the boards on the outside of a house that are overlapping like that?
Mm-hmm.
What are those called?
And it done tighten it up. Looks like they tightened down that radio.
Well, it's weatherboarding, but I don't remember just what we call it. Well, weatherboarding is what it is.
Sure. Okay, what about the covered area at the front or the side of a house where you have a rocking chair and you sit out there?
Porch, front porch.
And if you have a porch that doesn't have a roof, is there another name for it then?
No, I don't remember.
Okay. And what do you call a small area next to the barn that's fenced off and you keep the cows there before you milk them?
Cow lot. Or a lot, either one. Horses or mule, or cows or anything.
Okay. What do you call a wall or a fence made out of rocks or stones?
Yeah, I don't remember about that. We didn't have much of that in this part of the country here.
Yeah, I haven't seen
it. We used to have a rail fence, you know. Split rail, split wood, you know. And a long rail, we call that a rail fence.
Don't see too many of those anymore.
No, hardly ever find any rails now. I see some once in a great while.
Did they have different names for the rail fences? I mean, if one was like this and zigzag, did it have a name different from other rail fences? Or?
No, not just rail fence. I mean, they cross with that here and down next joint they cross out of in.
What are some
I helped put many one up. They cross kind of like this. And then the next one cross here, right there. Zigzag back into.
Did you split the rails?
Well, I never did, but that's the way they got the rails, was split them. You didn't saw them at all, just saw them the right length and then split the trees up into the size of a rail.
You know. A lot of work.
It was.
What about other kinds of fences made out of wood? Do you have names for other kinds?
Fences?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they built lattice fences. I really don't remember.
Do you recognize pail fence or plank fence?
Oh yeah, they had board fences, plank fences. Then they, of course, they would run straight. They didn't zigzag like the rails. They'd have posts ever so often, and the nail boards to the post.
They went that way, though, not straight up or down.
No, they went. Yeah, they went this way only. They'd fit straight like that.
Oh yeah.